Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Now celebrating 5 years of burning up the airwaves.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
You're listening to the voice of small business.
This is Dr. Fraser Crane. I'm listening.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. 800-531-3815, toll free coast to coast. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Peter Montoya is our guest and longtime member of our Brain Trust and a good friend of ours. He's one of the world's leading experts on the subject of personal branding. His company is called Peter Montoya Incorporated, which is the nation's only agency devoted exclusively to the development and management of personal brands. He's our good friend. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Always good to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. He's also, folks, the author of The Personal Branding Phenomenon and The Brand Called You, which is the new book, isn't it, Peter?
It is.
And by the way, folks, if you were watching Fox yesterday, In the all Kobe Bryant all the time networks, some of the networks are doing that these days. Peter was on that. I guess it was Fox, wasn't it, Peter?
Yep, Fox News Channel.
And they were talking to you about the impact of this case that's being brought against Kobe Bryant on his branding, him as a personal brand. And you know, a lot of people know this by now, I think, Peter, but a lot of these big stars. Athletes and some of the other stars, and golfers, for example, you know, they may make $1 million as a salary or as their earnings on the tour, for example, but they may make $10 million in endorsements.
That's exactly right.
So their game is important, but it's really just a platform to launch their personal brand, isn't it?
They're really good. For example, the most endorsable athlete in the world today, actually out of the United States, is Tiger Woods. And yeah. he may make between $10 and $20 million playing golf, and his sponsorship contracts are worth between $40 and $60 million a year.
Each year.
And Michael Jordan is probably the second most. He hasn't played basketball obviously for almost a year now, and he is getting about $20 to $30 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two highest paid endorsable athletes.
Right. Yeah, and this, what's this kid's name over in
LeBron James?
No,
James?
No. I was thinking of the soccer kid over in England.
Beckham.
Yeah. Now he's going to blow some doors out, isn't he?
I think so too. They say he's a billionaire athlete
already.
And also there's a Formula One racer in Europe as well, who's also a billionaire as well. And they haven't made it to the United States yet.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
What does this mean to regular folks like me and our audience who are not we're not going to be rock stars? You know, I'm a rock star in my own mind, but in my dreams. But otherwise, you know, that's as close as I'm going to get.
Well, it probably means that none of us are going to see $10 million a year from Nike. That's one thing it means, pretty certainly. But what personal branding really is about, whether you are Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, or Jim Blessingame, Peter Montoya, or a listener here, is personal branding is all about making sure people know who you are, what you do, and what makes you unique. What personal branding is really about is about influence. So the reason that Nike will pay Kobe Bryant $10 million a year is because he's able to influence kids to buy the shoes. The reason you get paid, Jim, the money you get paid is because you're able to influence your listeners to run better businesses. And I'm able to influence people to use personal branding.
Mm-hmm.
So the more influence you have, the more you are paid, the more valuable your brand is. That's what personal branding is really about. It's about influence today.
But for us, for most small business owners, rather than having a sponsor to pay us to influence other people, we influence our own customers, and that's where we get our funding from, our own customers.
Right. So, I mean, influence doesn't mean sponsorship deals necessarily, but usually
yeah.
means some kind of attraction of clientele, and there's a million different ways you can attract clients and get paid for it. But yes, attracting and maintaining clients. Branding really is about anything you do to attract and maintain clients. And what is always interesting to me is people really don't understand what branding is. Most people think that having a brand is something nice to have.
Mm-hmm.
They think that branding is something that's kind of cute and kind
or it's a logo. They think it's a logo, don't they?
They think it's a logo, which is part of a brand. But actually, branding is everything that a company does. It's when the company was founded. How long it's been around? If someone walks into the company, it's the carpet and the wallpaper and the ceiling tile. It's how the receptionist answers the phone. It's all of your products, all of your services, how you handle your customers, your sales staff, your employees, who your clients are reflects on you, your brochure, postcard, logo, stationery, website. Everything is a potential great branding tool. Anything you do can create an incredibly negative perception, repelling clients, or create an incredibly positive perception, attracting new clients.
Right.
Everything that your company does is brand. Everything your company does is branding.
Yeah. Peter, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. And one of the things I want Peter to talk to us about when we come back is how to make sure that you know what your brand is and how you know how it should be positioned in the marketplace, in your marketplace. And we're going to do that right after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We're back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Peter Montoya is our guest. He's a personal branding expert, one of the top personal branding expert in the country, probably in the universe. And his book is called The Brand Called You. That's his new book. The other one is also called The Personal Branding Phenomenon. Both of them are excellent. And they're both still available wherever books are sold, right, Peter?
Correct.
And can they go to your website and find them?
Absolutely. Which is PeterMontoya.com.
And that's M-O-N-T-O-Y-A, Montoya.com, PeterMontoya.com. What else will we find when we get to your website?
Well, we also can get a free trial subscription to my magazine, PersonalBrandingMagazine.com.
Yeah, I'm glad you reminded me about that. That's an outstanding document.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Peter Montoya's Personal Branding Magazine, and they can get a free copy of it. Is that
free issue of the magazine.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Got that. We also got audio tapes on there, seminar schedules, and also our creative services. We also concept, write, and design brochures, postcards, logos, websites, all for personally branded companies.
I see. Okay. And wherever they are, right?
You better believe it. Nationwide.
Okay. Let's talk about making sure that we define our position. I really appreciate you going over with my audience something that they've heard on this show before, but it's good to repeat it, and that's that everything you do is part of your branding, including the way your receptionist answers the phone, the way the material that you send out is received, the consistency in the way you present your logo, in the way you present your tagline of your company, the products, all that's part of your brand. But then you've got to make sure that you know how it should be positioned as it's delivered. How do we define the way we position our brand?
Yeah, positioning was a tough one for me when I first came about the concept. The people who wrote about it really well were Al Reese and Jack Trout. And here is the crux of positioning. Exactly who is your target audience? Who are you trying to work with? What group of clients, customers, or companies are you going after? Who is your target audience? That's step one. Number two, exactly what is your product or service? What most small businesses do not understand is what marketing is really about. Most small businesses operate from a sales paradigm. Hey, Jim, you know what a sales paradigm is?
Mm-hmm.
It is, I've got a product, who wants to buy it?
That's right.
I've got a product, I'm going to ram it down your throat because it's all that I've got. Mm-hmm. I've got a product, I've got to eat next month. You darn well better eat, buy this thing.
Here are all the reasons why I need you to buy my stuff.
Exactly, there it is. But if you're really smart, the most successful businesses in your marketplace and in the world operate from a marketing mentality, and here it is. What is the unmet need, and how can I fill it better than anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
That's what a marketing mentality is, and that's what makes you rich. You've got to develop your products and services to fill an unmet need in the marketplace. And also that means you've got to know who your competition is. And most small businesses don't know who their competition is.
Let me stop you one thing, and I want to land on that thing about the unmet need. The truth is, that is human nature. And therefore, it's always been something that would help you be successful. But also the truth is, Peter, the culture of the marketplace has only recently gotten to the point where that is a requirement for doing business.
Right.
20, 30 years ago, you could sort of ram your stuff down people's throat because they didn't have that many choices.
Mm-hmm.
But today, people have dozens and dozens and hundreds of choices maybe, and the ability to find those all of those choices. And so now, you know, they're not putting up with that anymore. I mean, you see it in the business to business area, you see it in the business to consumer area, and of the marketplace. And so if you can't morph into the meeting the unmet need better than anybody else, if you can't do that, then you're not going to be successful for very long.
That's the bottom line. It's absolutely accurate. That's it. You got to be filling a need in the marketplace. You got to fill it better, cheaper, faster than somebody else that is out there in the marketplace. That is all there is to it. You're absolutely right. There's too much competition out there today.
And that's the reason why I wanted to land on that a little bit, Peter, is because there are still guys out there with gray hair like me who were part of the old paradigm that you talked about, the old sales paradigm. They're still operating their businesses. I gave a speech last week to a group, and I talked about some of this stuff. And a 30-year-old young lady walked up to me, and she said, "I work for my dad. I sure wish he could have heard you say that." I said, "Is he a dominator?" She said, "Oh, yeah." And that's what you were just talking about, people who think they can dominate their customers rather than meet their needs.
Absolutely right. It's all about meeting the marketplace, and that's the second point is specialization. And finally, the third one is you got to build a business model that makes sense to your clients. You got to build a business model that makes it easier for your clients to work with you. That's really the crux of positioning. And you can't make those decisions in a vacuum. And unfortunately, most small businesses are operating their businesses by conjecture. You know, I think this is what the marketplace wants. I think this is what competition is doing. And you cannot do that today. You've got to get out there and talk to your clients, talk to your prospects, talk to your competition, talk to other professional references you've got in the marketplace, and find out what's really happening.
Did you say the second one was customization?
You talking about conjecture, or are you talking about the? Well, I talked about three points of building your position.
Uh-huh.
Know who your audience is, develop your product and service to the audience, and finally, third was to develop a business model that makes
sense. All right, I see. Yeah, the competition that you mentioned, not knowing who our competition is, that's getting hard. You know, even if we try, that's getting harder and harder because of all the different ways that people can find companies, isn't it?
You better believe it. But, you know, it's really for most of your clients and my clients, most of our clients are very, very localized. I mean, still the truth is today is we want to know who we're working with, which is one of the reasons that personal branding is so effective today, is because it really gives us the opportunity to meet with our clients face-to-face and to see who we are.
Right, right. Stand by, folks. When we come back, we're going to get Peter to give us a little bit of an idea about how to create a branding plan. Right after these messages, it's 10 till. Stay with us.
Head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Peter Montoya is our guest. His new book is called The Brand Called You. And I think this is an important book for small business owners, folks, because one of the things, Peter, that I've been telling my audience about for a long time is that what you sell, the stuff that you sell, the service that you sell, the things that you deliver, none of that is important because your customers can get that 8 ways from Sunday from lots and lots of other people. The difference is in who they do business with and why they do business with you and how unique you are in doing business with them. Otherwise, everything else is a commodity.
That's right. That's right. That's what all branding is really about is, you know, why are people buying a Kobe Bryant T-shirt right now or Kobe Bryant jersey? There's a lot of jerseys out there. It isn't to keep you warm. It's they're buying because of the relationship they have with Kobe Bryant, and that's really what's an issue these days with Kobe Bryant.
And you can have that kind of a relationship with the people across the street from you, can't you?
You better believe it.
They may not buy your T-shirt, but by doing business with you, it's the same thing, and it's them saying, you know what, I don't want to be without him. If I'm buying something, I want it to be from her.
Exactly right. It's all about that relationship, and people have been doing this for years. They just never really realized it was branding. It's a little more all-inclusive of a topic because it really talks about everything that you're doing with your company to help attract and maintain relationships and clients.
But in our personal branding plan, some people might be saying, "Well, wait a minute. I've been working hard to get my company identified, and now you're telling me I want it to be a personal branding plan." It really doesn't have to be mutually exclusive, does it?
Well, not necessarily. In really smart companies, if the product is the person, which means if you're a chiropractor, a consultant, a doctor, a financial advisor, a CPA, an attorney, if you're really smart, you name the company after you. Mm-hmm. And that way the branding is very, very clear and concise and consistent because you really are the brand.
As long as it's not something that where your name is totally unintuitive for what you do. I mean, you got to be careful. Like, you don't want to, if you sell copiers, you don't want to just name it, you know, John Jones Company. Because
that, once again, the product has to be you.
Right.
You have to be delivering a personal service
right.
based on you. But restaurants do it all the time, consultants, doctors.
Right.
If you're really selling a product that is you, it makes sense for you to name the company after you.
But the copier, the guy who owns the copier company can also be do personal branding, whether the company's named after him or not.
You always are. Every time you meet somebody, you're actually branding yourself in somebody's
mm-hmm.
mind, so you can't not personal brand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just talking about the extent of naming your company after you.
Right.
And in
right.
that circumstance, you're really going to make sure that you're using the product or service as you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you're right. I have known people who did personal services, and they named their company something else, and I always thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it is a little confusing. It really makes it difficult for us to remember who we're working with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So give us the first couple of tips on developing a branding plan.
Well, the first thing is what we talked about already, which is specialization, which is knowing who your target audience is, developing your products and services, and then developing a business model that makes sense. That's obviously step one. You know what
right.
your position is. Once you know who your target is, you can start developing your marketing channels. A marketing channel is a road to your clients. How most small businesses develop their marketing is to say, well, you know what, my friend did this, and it worked well for him. They did some advertising, it worked well for him. I'll try slapping an ad in the newspaper, too, and see how it works. And they basically put an ad out and see if it works or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's like throwing mud against the wall.
Right.
But if you're really smart, what you do is you know exactly who your target audience is, you think with your client, and you understand exactly where they would go to look to find products or services, and then you put your advertising in the appropriate place.
Mm-hmm.
You make sure your advertising and marketing is specific to where they normally look.
So instead of shotgunning, you're focusing more like a laser.
Yeah, you got to. Absolutely have to these days. You can't be wasting your marketing dollars hoping something might work. You want to know exactly where they're looking. You've got to think like your client. And one of the exercises I take my clients through is knowing exactly how to make a decision to buy your product or service. When does it come to them and they realize they need it? Do they get fired? Do they get laid off? Do they start remodeling a home? When in their life they usually start thinking about buying your product and service,
mm-hmm.
who's the first person they consult? Where do they go to do their homework? And how can you make sure you're in every location possible?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I think we make a mistake about. We think about it in terms of our side of the desk, and we really should be thinking about how our products look on the other side of the desk.
Exactly right.
And the receiving end of it. Peter, give us your website one more time.
Sure, it's petermontoya.com.
petermontoya.com, and that's
MONTOYA.
And by the way, folks, the first book, is called Personal Branding Phenomenon, and that's also available from Peter's website and wherever books are sold. Peter, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Oh, it's always good to be on your show, Jim.
We'll have you back again real soon. Peter Montoya, ladies and gentlemen, the personal branding expert. Check it out. Don't forget go to his website and get a copy of his magazine. He'll send that to you, too. It's an outstanding one. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.